Hello, this is Kent Shakespeare Company's second podcast, snappily entitled KSC Podcast Number 2, for week ending Friday the 22nd of April 2011. It's been an important week for us. All the posters and flyers are now back from the printers and are going out right now, and tickets have gone on sale for the summer production. What production, you ask, really? Well, it's As You Like It, and we're performing it at Mount Ephraim Gardens near Faversham in Kent. But when, you cry? In June, dear listener, in June. The 15th to the 25th of June, to be precise. And where can I buy tickets before they all sell out, you ask? You do ask a lot of questions, don't you? Well, many are the ways, my child, listen, and you shall learn. Number one. In person, you can simply walk into Barley Mow, a shop in Court Street, Faversham, where you may simply hand over cash in return for tickets. We call this the classic route. Two, you may also send cheques or, and I can't believe they still actually exist, postal orders to Kent Shakespeare Company, Small Roundel, Park Road, Faversham, ME13 8ES. This we call the old dependable. Or, three, you can buy electronically, using a credit or debit card from kentshakespeare.co.uk. Kent Shakespeare is all one word. This we call the e-route. It's even possible that there'll be tickets on the door on the night, but do you want to risk disappointment? So, what do you get for your money? Well, one of the things is Michael Rate, an actor who's been performing outdoor Shakespeare for years. In our ongoing series of interviews, I spoke to Michael in a brief lull in rehearsals last Sunday and recorded this professional and insightful piece of journalism.
I suppose if I'd thought of some questions, that would help.
it would have been an excellent move.
Michael, back out at Mount Ephraim.
Yes. Sunday mornings. God. I'd actually forgotten that there was this time on a Sunday, sort of this time on a Sunday morning.
But you've been subjecting yourself to this for a number of years. When did you first do the first outdoor Shakespeare? When it was KCP?
Something about 93, 94, when I was basically a bodyguard for Orlando in Twelfth Night. Would that be about? I think so. I think yes, something like that. Yeah.
And then from then on, you've been in.
Oh God!
Much.
I've done loads down here. Actually, it's quite worrying. I sort of seem to do 3 or 4 years and then disappear
for a little while.
Yes, a little while. You know, because I start thinking, oh God, we're not doing Midsummer Night's Bloody Dream again, are we?
Well, no, we're doing As You Like It this year. So You're playing two parts:
Charles and Corinne, a wrestler and a horny shepherd.
A wrestler and a horny shepherd.
Yeah, it's no, I like the whole horny shepherd thing because it gives you a chance to get right in there with what Shakespeare was all about, i.e. pure filth.
Yeah, filth I think Emily always describes them as knob gags.
Yeah, yeah. Knob jokes are always the best. I like a good knob joke.
Dummy all. And Shakespeare certainly is full of them.
Yeah.
Great, thank you very much.
That and the ducks. The ducks are great.
Oh, the ducks.
I love the ducks. They're so cool. You really know how far you've fallen when you're being critiqued by waterfowl. Sitting there going, bread, 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 bread. Essentially what they're saying.
I think we've taken over their spot this year.
It's shady, they like it there. It's shady, it's moist, there's bread, bread. Okay, that's it, that's all you're getting.
That's it.
It's all here for free.
I mentioned that was recorded last Sunday at Mount Ephraim. Sometimes April can be a little bit on the damp side for rehearsals, but the last few weeks have been gloriously dry, sunny and warm. Long may it continue. As well as actors, we tend to be joined by much of the local wildlife. I'll leave you this week with a taste of that rehearsal, but before that, remember you can find us at kentshakespeare.co.uk, facebook.com/kentshakespeare and twitter.com/KentShakespeare. Bye for now. More next week.
Oh, sir, very well.
And I agree with Emily. The naught a while. You're not. You're emphasising a while.
I did that time, yes.
What?
First time round.
Just to be a bit different after you've been told to emphasise the naught.
Yeah, I'm rebelling.
Wow.
Naught a while. Naught a while with me.
Marry, sir, be better employed and be naught a while.
Okay.
Separate the words. Be naught a while.
Unworthy brother with idleness. Marry, sir, be better employed, and be naught a while.
Shall I keep your hogs and eat husks with them? What prodigal portion of life?
He's still not happy, are you?
No. You said...
Be naught a while.
Yeah, yeah. You said, be naught a while. A while! Don't worry about the a while. It'll take care of itself. Be naught a while.
Gary, sir, you better employed and be naught a while.
Hands on me, villain! I am the villain! I am the eldest son of Sir Roland de Bois. Okay, let's just stage that a bit.
You just said eldest.
What?
Yeah.
You just said eldest. You just said you're the eldest son of Sir Roland de Bois.
I'm the youngest, sorry. I didn't hear you, lads. wait. No. Youngest. There we are. I am the youngest son of Sir Roland de Bois.
He's going to sit down and eat somebody else's cold breakfast. No. You made one good suggestion earlier, Michael. Don't let it go to your head.
Okay, this is a really silly bit to be working on.
I know, but it's a move that will work if you unplaster that grin from your face.
Score. It is too late a week. But fortune cannot recompense me better than to die well and not my master's debtor. Then I follow him up the hill.
Yep.